And now we start again. So we're actually on to episode 3. This is very exciting for us.
Yeah, 3's our lucky number.
So the funny thing that, like, you'll probably learn about Katie and I is that we really, like, kind of not venture out in all facets of reality TV.
I would say I venture in all facets.
We definitely, like, dabble in different genres.
Oh, yes.
But we really, like, love them all.
Oh yeah. Together, we probably watch almost any reality TV show that's on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So whether it's, I don't know, DIY Network,
yeah, which is,
Bravo.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably the more Bravo. You're probably more DIY.
Yes.
But, like, I'll watch any reality-related show.
Yeah, I love them all.
Yeah,
it really doesn't matter unless it's, like, a male-geared show I don't really care
about.
Yeah,
like, I don't watch, like, Property Brothers.
Even though that's not male-geared, I love Property Brothers.
That's not geared towards male, but they're men that I dislike. But, like, I mean, excluding the Property Brothers, I'll try almost any reality show.
Yeah, and, like, I have found, like, recently that, like, Netflix has some, like, really great ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of, nailed, like, it. Hilarious.
Super funny. Nailed it. Highly recommend.
Makes me question the abilities I have, like, making or baking.
Yes, it does. So, yeah, reality shows, I think part of it is whenever you watch a especially competitive reality show.
Yes. Oh, not, so good. Top Chef. You
know, yeah, any show where they're competing for a skill, but especially when they're not banking on the professional. So any show in which common people, amateurs at any type of skill are competing.
Yep.
I feel like it's easy to be like, could I do this?
Yeah, it's super relatable.
That's what you do. You're like, could I do this?
And can I do an entire home renovation? Can I bake a 4-tiered cake?
And the answer to both of these is no, I can't do anything. My tire pressure went down. I didn't know how to check tire pressure.
Dude, I've been shown so many times how to do that. And I still, to this day, am just like, I give up and I'm just like, oh yeah,
and that's someone figure this out for me. But anything that's technical, which baking is very technical, renovating a house is technical to a sense. There's more freedom, but, like, there has to be, like, certain things that have to be
established. Yeah, it's not, like, measuring out stuff.
Yeah, you have to do that. You can't just eyeball.
Like, you're definitely not going to want to use, like, a tablespoon of salt when it asks for a pinch.
Right, right. But, like, when it comes to skills that it's like, okay, I can conceptualize myself doing this thing.
Exactly.
I can do it, but will I do it well? I think that's interesting. That's why reality TV is compelling, because you watch it, and most of the time when you're by yourself, you're like, I could do that. I'd figure it
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. So then, like, that leads us to this episode.
Okay, so this is a question that we have kind of generally posed.
And this is actually a good one. So we are going to not necessarily propose to each other what we think
we'll
is
debate,
like,
or at least discuss.
So we're going to decide how we would do on a home renovation show or a baking show. Which one is going to be our forte?
Yeah, like,
are we going to master it, or is it going to be a flop?
Yeah, and we probably would be flops at all of them, but of the two, because, like, yes, there's a lot of competitive reality shows, but when it comes to certain things, like dating shows or, like, America's Top Model, like, that's not a thing that normal people are competing in. Like, you know, I don't, like, every day I'm not, like, going on a date with a guy who's dating 50 other women. So it's like, that's not really realistic. But, like, when you're cooking or, like, home right now, you could be like, okay, could I make a souffle? Or could I, like, redo my living room? It's like, that's more like something you're like, I could maybe do that. Like, that's a skill I could learn. Dating and modeling is like, yeah, it's a skill, but you're kind of born with it, or you're just pretty enough that you can do it. But these other things are like, oh, I can learn how to bake a cake, or I can learn how to construct, like, a day bed.
So it's like Home and Garden Network or
HGTV
Network.
Yeah, which one would we do better at? So what we're gonna do is, for each of us, I'm gonna predict which I think Amanda would be better at. Amanda, vice versa, is gonna tell me which type of show I would do better at.
Yep.
And then we're gonna discuss. So do you wanna go first? Or do you want me to go first?
I think you should go first, because I think you have a good idea, and I'm still trying to get the pros and cons in my head.
So Amanda, if it was gonna be like, what show would you do better on, home renovation or baking, you would definitely do better on home renovation.
Most likely.
Like, for sure. Because like, you're a good cook. You cook well. Baking is different though.
It's one of those things that I look at and want okay, to well, be good at.
She also makes, like, healthy desserts. Like, she'll make, like, sugarless.
That, like, only I like.
Like, chocolate bars, which are, in essence, just, like, cocoa powder and peanut butter. Or, no, not even peanut butter. Like, cocoa powder and almond butter. Yeah. And it's supposed to satisfy some crave for sweetness.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It's very savory because there's no sugar.
and so, only I like
it. Yeah, so it's not that you can't cook, but, like...
It's just not... It's not
your... I mean, not that either of those are your passion, but I think, like, you have a good eye for decorating.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can build anything.
So...
Oh, God. That pause.
Yeah.
The contractor was like,
that's why you get married, I think.
Like, yeah, you have to, like... You're building a home. You have a kid, too.
Yeah.
So you're like you are building a home.
Yes.
Truly.
And there have been times in the past where I'm like, ooh, I have a really great idea of something I'd like to, like, create.
Yeah.
Typically, it always comes down to, okay, is this something that needs to, like, have, like, a hammer or a drill used? Okay, cool. I'm going to need Seth's help.
Yeah. See, I guess you're good at the, like, visual aspects.
Yes.
But the constructing...
You know, it depends on what it is. So, a couple years ago, I was like, ooh, I really want a headboard. I think we could make
this. You made a headboard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you use it?
Yeah. It's the one currently in my guest room. It used to be in our old bedroom.
Master. Okay.
So,
that's nice.
I got the idea. I figured out, like, okay, this is what we need.
Yeah, like the upholstery to staple together.
Well, even just, like, the bed. frame for it. So Seth and I, like, worked together on it. So he helped me build the frame, and I did all of, like, the batting.
I don't even really know what it needs to do batting. So
and all the upholstery and stuff. So we worked on it together.
Yeah.
So I always look at projects like, okay, do I need Seth's help on this?
Oh yeah.
What's the realistic timeline?
Do you need the husband?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's gonna do the
manual labor, if you will?
Yeah.
And then I'll do all the fun stuff.
Yeah. The finishing touches.
So kind of like actually like our house, for example.
Like
Seth like worked with our contractor
rebuild the house
because we gutted almost our entire main floor. And then Mama Bear over here came and painted the whole house.
So he does, like, the hard work that, like, the safety of the house is depending on.
Yeah.
And then you, like, add curtains.
Yeah, so, like...
You could be on Trading Spaces.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be I think that show's coming back.
But they did. It did come back.
Did it officially
come back? But I never watched it because I was, like, I watched that 15 years ago and I didn't have the appetite for it. But, like, they're probably going to do a second season, right?
Oh, I hope so.
Great on that show because you have the carpenter. You have, like, Ty or Carter. One of the hot carpenters is going to make it for you.
That's right. Oh, I forgot Ty Pennington was on that show.
Yeah, he was on America's Home Makeover, which is maybe not the name of the show, but he was, like, the
Remember.
People who were, like, evicted or
And I think that show's coming back, too, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I mean, yeah, because it's, like, we're, like, yeah, that's cool. You have 100 kids, and they're all allergic to the sun, and we made you a mansion, and this,
has
like,
no light
cul-de-sac. It's like, yeah, like, this is good TV.
Yeah.
So you would, like, yeah, you would...
That would be probably be like, my forte that
definitely.
I would, like, excel in.
But, like, not the making. So the caveat is, like...
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess the caveat
is...
I need
to do the aesthetics.
We can't, like, neither of us can, like, make things.
Yeah, no, Seth has actually challenged me to, like, figure out, like, how to do some stuff, which I'm...
You probably could do it.
To.
Yeah, you could do it.
I mean, I don't really want to use a saw, so I would definitely have to get, like, the, like, hardware store to, like, cut down the pieces for me, and then I just, use the drill.
Yeah, so, like, you're not going to use any, like, power tools.
No, definitely not. Like, truthfully, I don't know if my husband really wants me to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Because it would...
I would scare him.
Probably mess something.
Yeah, you would lose a limb, which he's
Or I would
trying.
Just, like, give up and be like, I need your help.
And then they're just, like misshapen wood that's just, like, flown about. And
yeah.
To put it back together.
It would definitely... Like, the integrity of what I would be doing would definitely be compromised.
Yeah, so, like, you shouldn't make... Yeah, structurally, you're not the person.
No, definitely
not.
But, like, not. If a... Like, actually, paint room...
Like, in Trading Spaces, they're not asking you to do anything. Like, you just, like, paint and put, like, straw on the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
Heidi.
That episode.
Or Genevieve. The Heidi
that
Genevieve.
Was Heidi.
You always wanted Vern. I think I just wanted Vern.
Vern was the good one.
I don't like, and like you have that old dude with the beard.
Yeah,
Frank.
He sucked. But he reminded me of like Margaritaville. Honestly,
yeah, but most of the designs on that show. But maybe it's because it's so dated. But like when the show was coming back, you know, all these like stupid websites like BuzzFeed would do 21 crazy designs on Trading Spaces, and you look back, and I wouldn't want any of those.
Absolutely not.
The red-haired girl, like Laura Lee.
Oh, I vaguely remember.
And Doug. Her. I only know their names. I actually don't know their aesthetics. I think the only one I wanted was Vern.
Yeah, he was pretty good. I liked Genevieve on certain occasions. Yeah. So she actually ended up, like, getting her own show.
Yeah, but no one watched
Loved
it.
Loved it. I watched
okay,
it.
Okay, ew.
She had some, like, good ideas. And now she actually does a line for Crate and Barrel Kids.
Oh, well, that's expensive.
And it's actually, like... Nice. Really, I mean, cute. It's like everything's $100. If I had a girl.
It better be cute if it's $100 for like a crib sheet. Like, yeah, good. Yeah. But I think that show, you're just pretty much like overnight. You have to stay in like paint checkers on the wall, which you could do better than I.
I hope so.
And I feel like you have an aesthetic eye. So, like, yeah, I think Home Reno would be more your forte.
I think that'd definitely be my genre of
Yeah, if you had a carpenter at your disposal.
Which I do.
Yeah. Husband or Ty Pennington. Or Carter Osterhaus. He was even hotter than Ty.
I vaguely remember
him. Oh, he was super hot. I Googled him a lot when I was like in eighth grade.
With like the really slow dial-up.
Oh, yes. So or like a Carter Osterhaus. And then like, I don't even know if that's his last name, but it's like adjacent.
It sounds right, yeah.
And he's like married to someone. Hold on. Let me look him up. I feel like his... girlfriend slash wife is someone that you kind of know of. It's like an Alyssa Milano type, but I don't know who it is.
Oh, okay.
Which Alyssa when Milano. I say who it is, it's gonna be weird, but it's not like Oder. Oh, Osterhaus. Okay, he was a model too. That's cool. Who is his Amy Smart?
Really?
Yes, that's his spouse. That's kind of like Alyssa Milano, except like a little younger. That is his wife.
Okay.
So when you're watching Trading Spaces, you're like, oh, I could marry Carter, and he's married to like a model actor.
Oh, yes, I remember him.
I've Googled him so many times.
Okay, I do remember him now. I just couldn't remember the face.
Oh, his face is so nice.
Well, but I mean, it's been a hot
day. I mean, his face is
so yeah, really Amy
hot.
Spart. Hildy, not Heidi, Hildy.
Hildy, she's bad.
Frank Vern,
was Vern's
John,
only
good. Genevieve, and Paige.
Oh, yeah, she was nice.
She did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, and because they had that host and then they got Paige.
Yeah.
They replaced the...
Oh, yes, the original host.
Yeah,
Paige
who I don't remember.
Came in and she was awesome.
Yeah, Paige was like, she was Belle on Broadway. My mom told me that when I was watching it.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah, so I got that. I got the Broadway vibe from her.
That is so crazy. I did not realize that was who Amy Smart was married to.
I know. I mean, I think of Amy Smart so often. Just kidding. I don't even like...
She was, like, in one notable movie I can remember. Like, Just Friends.
She's with, like the Jessie Metcalf of women. Like,
that is like, so true. I like her.
I mean, she was in... Let's see. Starship Troopers. Okay. Oh, Varsity Blues, but that's like
she
not.
She was in Varsity Blues.
Road Trip, Rat Race, Barry Legal, Butterfly Effect, Win a Day with Ted Hamilton, Starsky.
Oh, that's right.
What was her breakout role?
Has she had a breakout role?
But like she was famous for something. She was she was a model, which is like great. Starship Troopers?
What?
I mean, I watched that, but. Oh, she was Vanderbeek's girlfriend in Varsity Blues.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she was in Felicity?
She was in Felicity? I mean, I've watched that entire series.
I feel like she's more famous than her, like, filmography suggests. I feel like anyone our age knows who Amy Smart is.
Yeah, I would have to agree with
but
that.
But I don't remember watching her literally in anything.
I mean, the only thing, like I said, I can really recall that she was in was Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds. And
which
that
I did
was
not watch.
Years that was like, ago.
Yeah, like that was like not something I watched. At that age of my life, I wasn't watching those types of movies. So she's, maybe it was Felicity? It's like they all were on the cover of Teen People or like YM Magazine. So like we know them in name, but not necessarily
right.
Career.
Let me see. I'm kind of curious about like what her Felicity role
I mean, I never watched Felicity. I didn't watch the WB.
So I did not watch Felicity when it was on. I remember when it was on.
Oh, yeah, because we all read Teen People.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, there's social media kind of circumvents the need for magazines. But on our age, you read YM, oh Teen People, gosh. Teen Vogue.
17. So funny story about that. Man. My grandmother got me a subscription to 17 magazine.
Were your parents bad?
My dad would throw it away every single month. And so there was a few like months that I caught it throwing the trash.
I did grab it.
Saved it.
Oh, yeah, because there's too many inappropriate things.
Or if I knew when it was coming in the mail, I would like run to go get the mail before my dad had the opportunity.
Oh, yeah,
because
they always had a column about like sex.
Yeah.
It was a very,
so let's
it was
see.
Very risque.
I found a Glamour article that says 10 celebs you forgot were on Felicity, which BTW premiered 15 years ago. Okay, well, that was in 2003, so we're looking at an additional 6 years, so 21 years ago.
Oh, this article came out. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like Felicity has to be more than 15 years.
So Tyra Banks, Eddie Cahill.
Oh, God, he's not famous anymore.
Kenan Thompson.
Like Kenan and Kel?
I think so.
Okay, but I mean, like, I don't remember him in anything outside of, like, Smashburger. What's it called? Not Smashburger.
No, Kenan Thompson was...
Good Burger.
I don't know.
No one cares.
Monica, who cares?
Monica, not famous anymore.
Bethany Joy Lentz, who was also from like Wondery Hill.
Okay, but these like, I want to be famous people that I'm like, whoa, you were in Felicity?
Okay, so apparently, well, there's nothing in here about Amy Smart, so who cares?
Yeah, like she's like,
she was obviously not notable enough to be in that.
But she like she is married to the hot carpenter from Trading Spaces.
Yeah, so
I win. I knew it was like a name that is familiar, but you don't actually know why you know her.
Exactly.
She's married to Carpenter like, House, and he's hot. He's super hot.
Yeah, he's definitely attractive. I'm curious what he actually looks like now because he's that looks like not. It was like a good 5 years ago. The picture I found.
Oh,
but
yeah. I mean, I think he's the carpenter on the new season of Trading Spaces that neither of us have watched, so we probably shouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it since I now know that it actually aired. You definitely will. That is like your thing. Like, you will not watch shows when they're on currently.
No, I don't like to wait.
I know you don't like to wait. And so
I'm currently binging The Sopranos for the second time, and that is the best TV show of all time. Mm. We should do another episode of what is the best TV show of all time.
Ooh, I think that's a good one.
But I'm just saying The Sopranos is the best TV show of all time, and I'm binging it again, but I don't like watching shows live. I don't like to wait.
So that's funny because Seth and I, like, since Game of Thrones season 8 coming out
great.
In April. Oh, just can't wait.
So excited.
We're actually going back and watching.
Yeah, no, I did that last year.
Yeah, I remember when you did it.
I was in a weird headspace because I watched about 7 seasons of Game of Thrones. I would say in about 3 weeks.
I think you did.
I was on a schedule. I'm not disciplined. I won't do anything for more than 5 minutes. I had a schedule of Thrones. I would watch about 6 episodes a day.
Yeah.
I would have to take breaks. Have to
of
leave
course,
my room,
yeah.
Get some air. But I was like on it, and I did not enjoy it. It was awful.
Like
it was
I'm
too
finding
hard.
Like if we can do 2 episodes a night, like we're good.
Yeah, I did like 7 a day.
Like we're really as of this week, we're only making it through like one episode.
Dude, HBO shows are like they'll be like 37 minutes, and then they'll be an hour and 62, and you're just like I don't know how to like.
Yes.
Time
and
my
that's
life around
what,
your erotic
like, we're finding. It's
running
like,
times.
These episodes are an hour
and
long.
And Thrones, especially the beginning
there's
of season.
There's so much content.
There's so much, like, world building that you're like, I get it. Like, there's these, like, creatures that exist from a different realm or
yes.
time. And it's too much. So.
It's a lot. So we'll revisit GOT later
yeah,
because
good,
it's a good topic
yeah, yeah, yeah.
for us, what's especially it? Since you've recently watched it. I'm currently
every time I watch it, it's like an admit. I'm at like a. I have like amnesia. I never remember watching Game of Thrones.
It is astonishing the things you forget.
Well,
anyway,
it's like that's why it's a good show because everything's so detailed. But as a viewer,
yes.
I miss everything every time. And
yes.
like I will watch an episode of Game of Thrones and then listen to recap pod, and I think it's a different show.
Because
yes. I don't remember
like,
anything
I don't remember
that.
That
they're talking
yep,
about.
Exactly.
Anyway,
so, yeah, we'll revisit that one at a later date because it's a good one.
Okay.
On to my pick for
yeah,
you.
I think
so,
I know.
I mean, I think we both know, and not to like necessarily even be obvious, but I think even just like where skill falls, I'm going to have to go with baking for you. And I only
for
say
sure.
that due to because your mom is an excellent
oh,
baker.
Oh, my mom is like... She could be on a Food Network baking show. Oh, my mom and I have talked about this. There's a hierarchy in baking show. Great British Bake Off. Or
I love that show.
It's Bake Off, right? They're great bakers. They're amateurs, but they're phenomenal.
And they have, like, probably more skill than, like, you know, the average person.
Right, average baker. So they're, like, the best. My mom probably wouldn't do well on that show. But in terms of, and, like, Bravo, like, Top Chef or Top Chef Just Desserts or Desserts, yes. I think it was called. They don't do that anymore, but they were legit professionals. My mom couldn't do that. But, like, yeah. The Food Network, like, yes. Spring Cooking Bake Off, my mom could do that. Her desserts are
so good.
Insane.
You sent me so many pictures, and I, like, actually salivate yes. when I see the pictures.
Which, because,
like,
I don't really love desserts.
You don't.
I'm yeah. not a dessert person, so I like it, but I don't care.
Yeah.
But my mom, like, earlier today texted me about hot chocolate brownies.
Which sound amazing.
That she's testing, and she's going to give me a batch of it because she's testing it.
Yeah.
For, like, another.
You definitely should, like, bring, like.
Yeah, because I don't like it. I don't.
On Sunday.
I will. Oh, gosh. I'll do it. Because yes, I don't. You. Like, I would. Never eat. Like, if I had a brown, like, so if someone gave me, like, a block of cheese and a brownie, I would eat that block of cheese within 3 days.
Oh, my gosh, cheese is amazing.
I would never eat the brownie. I could literally, and I have no self-control. It's literally not about self-control. When I say yeah. I don't like desserts, people are like, wow. It's literally.
No, it's just not your thing.
No, like, if there's a brownie in front of me, like, there is, like, one day out of a month that I want that brownie.
Yes.
30 other days, I don't even want it.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, I don't want it, but I do. It's like, yeah. I don't want it. So it's lost on me that she's a good baker.
Yeah.
But she's a great baker.
You and could learn so much from her.
I know. And I'm like, when I make, okay, so cooking and baking are very different. Cooking is so more different. Feel. It's more general. You can kind of put your flavor into it. Baking is yeah. a science. And we all know this. We hear it a million times on baking shows.
Yeah.
But, like, I can follow a recipe. I'm not a good cook, but I can follow a recipe.
You're definitely not a great cook.
No, oh, God. Well, we can go into my palate. I have been known to eat rice and mayonnaise because I don't shop. I hate grocery store shopping. It's, like, one of my nightmares.
Yeah,
so I tend to, like, make what I have in my kitchen, except I'm not a grown-up, so I don't have, like, ingredients. I just have, like, rice and mayonnaise.
Like, the staples.
Yeah, I actually have the staples. Rice and mayo.
But and all that said, you actually, I think
I
you,
like, cook.
Devoted yourself to, like, I'd be like, I'm going to bake a cake.
You I could actually bake a do freaking it. Bomb cake.
Yeah.
I mean, like, would I be kicked off and laughed at the first round of any baking show? Obviously. Of course.
So I don't you know. Would be, like, the perfect contestant for Nailed It. Like, it would be
oh, I would so be so good at it. I think, but in my mind, okay, this is, I'm going to reveal something, but when I watch Nailed It, yeah. I am the person on Nailed It who is, like, kind of good at the challenges.
Okay, so yes, there are people on there
and
that
I
are
feel
like
that
okay, they're
me.
Actually good.
Because I'm like, I'm not good at baking. I have never, I don't know if I've ever baked anything, but anytime, my mom is always like, encouraging me to bake because I'm 31 and single, and my mom
she's like, you need to find a husband somehow.
I mean, like, 100%. She's like, you have very little to offer, so why don't we? No, she never said that. But it's like, baking would be something you could sell yourself on. And so, like, I've had to make desserts, and every time I make them, like, I think they're okay.
Yeah. So you're not, like, the lady on Nailed It that, like, made cold hot
chocolate. Oh, God, no. Like, I know how things work. And if you, like, on Nailed It, they give them recipes. Like, I can't construct yes. something beautiful, but I can follow a recipe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, like, I could bake something. And so, in my mind, I'm going on Nailed It, and I think I'm very funny.
I think you would definitely
I'm funny.
Win.
Okay, so and here's the thing. I'm a teacher, and I teach, like, teenagers who, yes, they're teenagers, so they're not sophisticated in their sense of humor. But, like, teenagers think I'm so funny, and mm-hmm. adults think I'm so funny. So it's like, I'm like, and I can go to different countries, and people think I'm funny because I travel. My dad
so
is.
So it translates.
Dude, yep. yeah, my humor is universal.
It would translate to the show.
I would be so
100%.
Good.
It would be so good. And it'd probably be my favorite episode.
Oh, 100%. And I would do something. That
we
was
gotta
a,
find out if we can, like, nominate you for this
can,
show.
Viewers, all six of you. And by viewers, I mean listeners. Please nominate me, because I would be good. But and my desserts would be, like, bad enough that you would laugh, but I would definitely win the $10,000. Oh, and I'm a yes. teacher. And I teach in urban ed. So people want to give me money. So it would be, like, a $10,000 donation to my cause, which is teaching in urban schools. So I should be nominated.
It would be your thing. Like,
dude, yeah.
It would be so
and my
good.
Students would love seeing
and
me
And then
on
our
TV.
Podcast would be so famous. If you
oh, my God.
That
would be
show.
Famous podcaster. So anyway, I would be good at baking. And I would do only well on a show that's designed to, like, make fun of people who are bad at baking, but I would nail it if I was on
the other. So there's literally, like, an entire episode on, like, how, like, the casting and, like, how to get on the show. So, basically...
Okay, so we should do an episode when I apply to Nailed It.
That'd be perfect. So, if you want to be a contestant on Nailed It, email us your name and picture of your best baking fail. That's it. That's how you get the ball rolling.
Oh, my God. So, we're just going to go to Pinterest. And
a photo of your best fail.
So, we
need... That's so easy.
So, we should just, like, Pinterest something very complicated, but that would also be, like, very... Like, making, like... What's, like the Eiffel Tower, and then we make something that's just, like, toothpicks that are, like, covered in, but, like, in brown, like, frosting.
Yeah.
But, like, it looks like I tried. Because I think, like, once I'm there, I'm good.
Okay, so this is, like, perfect. This is so easy.
Oh, my gosh. This is our goal. I think New Year's resolution. Nailed it.
Do this. But I need to find, like, the most recent article I can about this show, because all these are from... spring of last year.
Oh my gosh. But that's probably when they filmed the Christmas season.
Oh, 100%.
So it's like, I mean, we could do this. I can make a baking fail that looks like I tried. I mean, I would try. I just...
Ooh, like, there's an application. Let's see if I can find it.
This is it. This is my 15 minutes of fame.
It is. We're going to have to look into that more, because I think that'd be perfect.
I think that'd be very funny.
And honestly, I think you could go on the show, win very easily, because this is something that you can...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm bad at baking. But every time I baked, it's never been so bad. So, like, I would win the Golden Chef hat first round.
You would... Oh, my... That hat looks so uncomfortable.
Oh, like, it's awful.
So stiff.
The show is, like... And you're baking for, like, 3 hours. Like, it would be terrible. But then but, like, the whole point is to be bad, so you wouldn't be that nervous.
No. You literally just, like, do you and, like, hope for the
best. And, like, kind of, like, try to be funny on camera. But some of the people try too hard, and it's, like, everything's a joke.
There, what's the episode that we both, like, agreed was probably the best episode? It might have been the one where there was this, like, one chick that was, like, really, really good. And, oh, it was, like, the Thanksgiving episode. Where they had, like, the glossy turkey, like, cakes. Was, like, one chick, this, which would be you, that was, like, really good.
Yeah, which would be me.
Her mom came on.
Oh, my gosh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, there was the gay guy with his mom.
Yes, that was so funny.
And they both were, like, admittedly, like,
oh, and they were kind of, like, drinking, like,
yeah, the cooking alcohol. Yeah, he was the one that went into the cooking pantry and found... lemon vodka.
Yeah,
and, like, took a super drink because he was stressed.
Yeah. I mean, like, that show is, like, that would be goals. Yes. I could do that. I feel like it's sad that would be a goal, but...
But then you get a free trip to California.
Dude, my family's in California. I grew up in California.
Yes.
I could see my grandmother. She's ailing.
That'd be perfect.
I could be good. 2 for 1. And then I get $10,000.
Yeah, and then, like, and then you're good.
And then, like... I as a teacher, my first day of class for the next 10 years is that episode.
Oh,
I don't have to do anything for first day of school for the rest of my teaching career. It's like, hey, you don't think I'm cool? Well, I was on Netflix. Teenagers. And they would watch me and they'd be like, oh, you are very funny and
so
cool.
So we legitimately actually have to look into this for you, because I think this is a good app.
I feel like this is good. I feel like there's an outlet that has been established for all of my angst and woes.
Yeah.
Is to be on Nailed It.
So now that we figured out that, like, I'm home renovation show, you're a baking show, like, we might have to just, like, dive into this in, like, a later episode.
I feel
in
like
addition to the rest of, like, our culture.
My
pieces.
Nailed It, my road to Nailed It should be an episode.
I think so too.
I feel like that's good, because, like, I will make it, and then if you're listening, you'll be like, I saw her getting there before she came in.
Like, okay, so we, like, emailed in our nail.
Yeah, we love sports analogies. It's like, I went to, like, a small D1 school. It was D1. But you, like, watched me prepare and, like, make it. And then when I get to Nailed It, it's like me getting the pro leagues. And, like, you feel like you, like...
And then you're MVP.
Yeah, like Patrick Mahomes. Anyway, so, like, I feel like that's a good goal.
I think so, too. So we're going to have to, like, just...
Put a pin in that. Put a pin in me getting on Nailed It.
So we're going to keep going down that.
Trying so hard.
Yeah. So
I'm an urban ed teacher, and my goal is to educate the youth, but now my focus will primarily be
on... It would be even better, since I do videography at work, we could actually just, like, do a video of, like, your worst baking fail.
Oh, yes. Which would be, like, easy. It would be so easy. I'll play up the errors. Like, oh, I put... baking soda, and I was supposed to put sugar. No, that would be like no big deal. I'd be like, oh, it's supposed to be sugar, and I put vinegar. Wah wah. Like, and then like I'm kind of looking exasperated in my picture. Like, yes. Over my baking fail with an apron on, so with, like, a little bit of flour on my face.
Ooh, yeah, not played up
at all. I got my glasses, like, askew. I got this.
It would be so
my perfect. Hair is everywhere. I'm down.
Oh, this is, like, the best idea we've probably ever
had. Probably best idea I've ever had in my entire life. And you're a mother.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Who's raising a child and trying to make the world right for them. Oof, and our best idea is me getting a nail day.
Yeah.
So we're doing good. We're contributing. We're giving back to the world.
We're definitely winning, as Charlie Sheen would say.
Oh, winning. God. I'm bringing that back. Winning.
I actually thought that was hilarious when it happened, and I would quote it all the time. Yeah, which is definitely quote it now, not
but that's like
funny.
A sign. If you say winning now, it's like, that means you
it's
suck.
It's like, oh, I'm old.
No, it means you suck.
Yeah.
You've never said winning in the last, like, 4 years.
No, definitely not.
But if, like, you're talking to someone and they say winning, like, a bachelor contestant would say winning. Yes. And attempt to be ironic.
Or but remember the chick, like, Olivia that was on Ben's season?
Oh, yeah. With
that would
mouth.
Be, like, what would she say? Oh, that's my jam.
Yeah. And it's like, that, you like, can't say that.
Episode. And it's like, dude, that is, like, not your thing. Like, don't make that
No,
thing.
And when you say it's something like that, it's just like,
you can't make fetch happen. Good Mean Girls reference.
Yeah, you love Mean Girls. I only saw it once with you.
Yeah.
And I did. It was past my prime, so I don't love it as much. I don't think
but it was still.
I don't think, like, Mean Girls being iconic to me is a bit.
I can't believe you missed lame. That, like, wagon.
No, I didn't miss it. I was in high school when it came out, but I was too cool for that. I listened to emo music, dude. I was into music. Yeah. I was cool. I didn't want to see Mean Girls. And then watching it now, it's like, that to me was an iconic for a generation. And I think most people would, it really didn't impact the way we viewed the world or operated, no. Where a lot of movies have. So I think it's a little overstated to say
it Mean probably was is. It's a classic.
I mean, like, no. But
it
okay.
doesn't fall into the category, which we have, like, in a further episode of, like, ranking the best, like, 90s, early 2000, like, rom-com.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
Mean Girls would be there, but
it's still a little, like, behind, though.
Yeah, and I think Tina Fey's funny and Amy Poehler's funny. So, like, you kind of attribute something to those movies because those two are still very funny and very, like, important, powerful voices in comedy. But, like, watching the movie, we watched it, like, a year and a half ago.
It'll be 2 years ago this year.
I didn't think it would, like, watching it as an adult who's never seen it before, I was very underwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
I thought it would be funny and cool and be like, wow, I can't believe I missed it. Like, Breakfast Club. This is really, like, iconic. And to me, it wasn't, but maybe I just missed the boat.
I think you missed the boat on it. Yeah. And not that, like, it's, like, the best movie ever done. It's just ironic for the time it came out.
Is it?
Yeah, because, like, if you look at, like, the costume, some of, like, the references, and it's just like, like, that makes sense for that time.
Yeah, I guess, like, I was just, like, kind of, like, I wasn't cool. I was horribly uncool. But I was, like, trying to be cool. Someone trying to be cool, that movie did it. It wasn't ironic enough for someone trying to be cool, wasn't into it. But I think it's good. I just feel like the hot guy in that movie, hosted Cupcake Wars.
Yeah, he's Food gay.
Network. Yeah, well,
not that it matters, but I mean, it's funny how, like, that, like, ended
like
up
his storyline. But he also, like, hosted, like, to harken back to our topic. Yeah. That dude hosted Cupcake Wars.
Yes,
a Food Network baking show, which is, like, that's bottom of the barrel, man.
Yeah, that's especially like from it's Mean just, like, Girls to, like.
Like, hosting a cupcake show network. Where, like, random small cupcake shop owners from, like, Tampa are competing. And it's like, this is a... I mean, he's good, but it's
I
like...
I mean, he already peaked. Mean Girls,
dude,
he peaked.
That was... And, like, no one knows his name. I don't know his name.
I think his name is actually Aaron, which is funny because his name was Aaron in the, like, in the movie. Yeah.
I mean, none of the teens in that movie succeeded because the one girl who...
Rachel McAdams.
She wasn't a teen. She was like 30.
Yeah, but...
So, like, Lindsay Lohan was a hot mess, and she has a show on E, which...
Amanda Seyfried.
But I feel like they were older. Like, they have established actors in there.
Yeah.
But, like, in terms of, like, the legacy of that movie, maybe it's just too recent to say it matters.
It probably is.
To me, it doesn't
It's not a classic. You.
It's not even in my purview when it comes to movies.
No, it's not at all. So, now that we've gone back and forth and who falls into the home realm.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a nailed it and Amanda's going to do home projects in her house.
And blog about it.
And talk about it.
Our claim to fame. So stick around. Follow us.
On
Podbean.
Yep, I don't know what that is, but okay.
That's where we are platforming on.
Yep, I don't do that stuff, so.
We are still have social media to come when we get, like, really famous.
Yeah,
so
well, it's gonna happen.
It is gonna happen. We're just, like, really busy people.
Yeah, we're just chill, cool people, though, just doing podcasts when we can.
All right. Okay. Stay tuned.
Peace.